I tell you most solemnly, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees the Father doing. And whatever the Father does, the Son does too. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything he does himself. And he will show him even greater things than these, works that will astonish you. Thus, as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so the Son gives life to anyone he chooses. For the Father judges no one. He has entrusted all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son as they honor the Father. Whoever refuses honor to the Son refuses honor to the Father who sent him. I tell you most solemnly, whoever listens to my words and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life. Without being brought to judgment, he has passed from death to life. I tell you most solemnly, the hour will come, in fact it is here already, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and all who hear it will live. The Father, who is the source of life, has made the Son the source of life, and because he is the Son of Man, has appointed him supreme judge. So do not be surprised at this. For the hour is coming when the dead will leave their graves at the sound of his voice. Those who did good will rise again to life, and those who did evil to condemnation. But I can do nothing by myself. I can only judge as I am told to judge. And my judging is just, because my aim is to do not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Note the place held in the Synoptic Gospels by the parables, where Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like this to that. It's taken in the fourth Gospel by the discourses which begin with the words, I am. I am the light of the world. I am the true vine. I am the resurrection, and so on. I am the good shepherd. Jesus in the fourth gospel speaks not about the kingdom of heaven, but about himself. And thus places himself at the heart of his own message. Having said that, the scholars have isolated a parable hidden underneath this language of Jesus in today's reading. And the parable is of a master and an apprentice. And in this case, the master is the father and the apprentice is his son. The son can do nothing by himself, says Jesus. He can only do what he sees his father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son does too. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything he does himself. Jesus claims that all that he does, even working on the Sabbath, is done in obedience to the Father who is teaching him. And as he is the Father's apprentice, he is going to produce an apprentice work. A work which will display all that he has taught of his Father. Father has entrusted two special works to him. The first is judgment, and the second is the raising of dead. How have we to see Jesus entrusted with all judgment by his Father? It really belongs to the prologue of John's Gospel, where he says, "No one has seen God. It is the only Son who is nearest to the Father's heart, who has made him known. We saw his glory as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth." In coming into the world, Jesus has established the judgment of God on mankind. From henceforward, Jesus is the true humanity. You can see that in his statement, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." If you want to know what human life is, from henceforward, you must come to Christ. Not to any human being, however great, however blessed by God. Jesus is the new standard of judgment. Against him, all humanity can be measured and must be measured. In this sense, the Father has entrusted all judgment to the Son, so that all may honour the Son as they honour the Father. And whoever refuses to honour the Son, refuses to honour the Father. Our reaction to Jesus of Nazareth is the same thing as our reaction to God the Father. And the way we decide about Jesus will be our judgment in the Father's presence. So our meeting with Jesus in this Mass, as we listen to his word, as we meet him in the Eucharist, our reaction as we come to repent of our sins, our reaction as we pray for our needs and the needs of the world, our reaction as we go forth from the Mass to carry the gifts of God out into our own lives and our own world. These things are to be our judgment. We shouldn't think of our judgment lying far in the future. The Gospel says, if we have believed, if we've listened to the word and believed and done the word in our life, then without coming to judgment, we shall have passed over from death to life. So this encounter that we have with Christ tonight is our moment of judgment, entrusted to this moment by the Father. And then the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and all who hear it will live. For the Father, who is the source of life, has made the Son the source of life. Again, we're not simply talking about something far in the future after we're dead and buried. We're talking about this moment. When we remember our sins, we remember that we have our feet in the grave, and that we are waiting for the voice of Christ to call us out, call us back to life. When we listen to the word of God, we begin to stand and to be ready to receive a new life. When we come to the altar, in the offertory, we are laying down the life which needs to be resurrected. And in our Holy Communion, we are already entering into the presence of the Risen One, who will say, "Peace be with you," and breathe the Holy Spirit into us. Because the Son is the source of life, because he is the Son of Man, the Father has appointed him supreme judge. His judging is just, because his aim is not to do his own will, but to do the will of the one who sent him. This encounter is our encounter with the one who was sent to us. And in this meeting with him, the miracle of our healing and our rebirth must take place today. Tonight, Father, we have brought you our lives. Make of this moment the acceptable time, the day of our salvation. Lord, in your mercy. Let us pray for those who need our help, especially those who have no faith and no hope. Let our sense of the urgency of belonging to God today be our gift to others. Lord, in your mercy.
Good morning, is that Mike? It's Andy at Wright's in Newark. I've just been speaking to you.